there's another new vaccine on the market. Another new vaccine from Novavax. It's a COVID vaccine, highly effective in trials, so says the company, and says that they are ready to put this on the market. We'll see what happens with Novavax. Of course, we've got several vaccines on the market now, Pfizer, Moderna, and others, and there are concerns about the swelling of the cardiac sac with some young people getting the vaccine. Joining me now, Dr. Marty McCary, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, Bloomberg School of Public Health, and the Carey Business School, and a New York Times bestselling author of a new book, The Price We Pay. Doctor, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, Steve.
So let's start with these. This many number of cases of inflammation of the heart with young people. When I say young people, people that are under 18, many younger than that, getting the vaccine and having sudden issues at a rate that appears to me to be associated, because it's not a natural rate of heart inflammation. What do you make of it?
Yeah, a lot of the concern is around the second dose, Steve, and they're actually noted in people all the way up to age 29. There's been about 300 cases that we know of, but probably a lot more out there because Israel, which is about 1/50th our size, also had about 300 cases. So there's probably a lot more out there. So I'm recommending, because the cases are clustered around the second dose, that people hold off on the second dose under age 30 for now. And the CDC's going to have an emergency meeting this Friday.
So it is concerning enough to you, looking at what's going on, to say, just hold on for a second, let's see what's causing this. But you clearly think there's a relationship.
I do, and it makes sense that there is. But remember, the first dose is incredibly effective. I mean, way more effective than any flu shot in the past. The effectiveness is over 90%, and for a kid who, where the risks are otherwise minimal or extremely low, one dose is probably adequate.
Right. So because the chances of young people having a bad outcome from SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 disease, it's not an exact zero, but it's about as close to exact zero as you can come. Yes, there have been a couple of outlier cases around the world. Don't know what the backstory were on those. So as we look at what's going on, I noticed that the UK yesterday, Boris Johnson decided to lock down that country for another month. But as I look at what happened in America and I compare the states that locked down to those that did not, to me, the efficacy of lockdowns looks dubious at best from where I stand. I'm no expert. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a good point, is that people cannot be pent up at home for 18 months. They interact and they socialize, and in fact, they socialize in indoor gatherings, which is one of the higher risk areas. They've got an increase in cases in younger people, but a lot of those are also people who are just testing positive and not sick. That is, they have asymptomatic disease or mild disease. And it appears as if the natural immunity and vaccinated immunity are very effective against the Delta variant. So I think we can feel good about that. We don't need to react like they did.
So when you wrote an op-ed this week in the Wall Street Journal, The Power of Natural Immunity, people that get the disease probably don't need the vaccine. That's my guess. I mean, when Rand Paul basically called out Dr. Fauci and said, listen, you've had the illness, you've had the vaccine, now you're wearing a double mask. He goes, it's all theater. And it was all theater. There was no scientific basis for Dr. Fauci acting that way. There's no scientific basis for Joe Biden to be wearing a mask outside during the G7 summit. There just is no support for that, is there?
Well, in fact, there's science now to support Rand Paul in not getting the vaccine, because the Cleveland Clinic study and others are showing that natural immunity is effective, it's durable, and it works as good as vaccinated immunity. And the study at Cleveland Clinic even looked at those with natural immunity who went on to get the vaccine and found that the additional vaccine added no extra protection. So the science actually supports what Rand Paul did.
So at this point, a lot of people think that Tony Fauci was it for himself, that Tony Fauci became a celebrity. He never saw a television camera. He didn't like, by the way, I'm one of those people. He was attracted like a moth to the flame to every camera around. Was he more interested in public health or being famous? I mean, it's subjective, but it seems pretty obvious to me. What do you think?
Well, gosh, Tony's had a bad week. last week.
yeah, I'd say.
I think he is well-intended. He's a gentleman. He's been respected for his work in HIV in the past. But, yeah, I would say get off of TV. Voluntarily suspend yourself from TV and do your job running the division he's supposed to run at the NIH. You know, I can do like one or two of these interviews a day. And as you know, they're like 10 minutes. I got to work. I have a job. And that work is, a lot of it is public health research on COVID. So if I were him, you know, I wouldn't spend 10 to 12 hours a day, as he's done most of the entire pandemic, on the media. You know, I'll get a request from a podcast I've never heard of. My staff will vet it, find out it has 3 reviews on iTunes and, you know, 50 people listen to it. My staff will say, we decline this on your behalf. And then I'll find out later, I'll hear Dr. Fauci was on that podcast. He needs to work and spend less time on the camera. By the way, when he's on the camera, I get no useful information. I've never learned anything from what Dr. Fauci has said, because he talks in such general terms.
Yeah, and oftentimes he can contradict himself. He'll say one thing, and at a later time he'll say something else, and then he'll say something else altogether. So it's confusing. And I think that's part of the reason that people are confused, and part of the reason you don't have more people vaccinated, because there's been so much misinformation out there, changed information, information that oscillates, if you will. Excuse me. Dr. Marty McCary here with the brand new book, The Price We Pay. Tell me quickly about your book.
So I'm really excited about the book. You know, it's the new paperback edition. It has a look back on COVID, and it's really about how we redesign healthcare without the government. That is, we need price transparency. People are getting gouged, and there's predatory billing, and we're fighting against that, and people can do things to navigate the system. The other half of the book is the appropriateness of care. We've got the most over-medicated generation in history. We need to start treating diabetes with cooking classes more than just throwing insulin at people, and treating back pain with ice and physical therapy instead of just surgery and opioids. We've got to talk about school lunches instead of just bariatric surgery. Food is medicine, and we need to take care of the whole person. That's the revolution right now in medicine.
And you bring up a great point that I have talked about for more than a year, from the early days of this pandemic, and that's pretty simple. People that are overweight and obese fare far worse from this disease and a host of other diseases. Obesity kills, and overweight in a nation of this size kills a lot of people. Hypertension, diabetes, joint pain, other issues, fatty liver, all of these things, doctor, you're exactly right. I'll give you the last word.
We have the most obese, the most medicated, the most disabled generation in the history of the world. And the real truth is that's why we had the highest case fatality rate, one of the highest out there. But we couldn't talk about it because that was fat shaming, and the political correctness kind of burned us. We should have known that was the leading risk factor. We didn't get good data from the CDC, but that's exactly right. And that's how we could have done better.
The number one pre-existing condition resulted in bad outcomes. Frankly, it's being fat. Doctor, I'll say it. You don't have to. I'll just get to it. And if that's shaming, well, I'll shame you right into living longer. Thank you for being here. The book is The Price We Pay. Thank you, sir.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
One of the things that sets high school sports apart from other youth sports is community. Taking pride in representing your town. Having your classmates by your side and playing in front of your neighbors. It's literally a place where everybody knows your name. You can't get this anywhere else but in high school sports. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.